you so much, Verity. And I think that is a good transition also for us to think about the barriers from bringing these different sources of evidence. And we heard it quite powerfully now from you, that in with regard to older persons, there are barriers that that are specific to that cohort of the population that we need to overcome, in addition to the general challenges around participation, in order to ensure that these perspectives are seen and heard and taken into account. So this brings us to the second question, really, that we want to address today, and to set the scene with this initial discussion is, assuming that we have the evidence, and we just heard that that's not always the case, but based on what we already have, what's there, how can we make sure that that evidence is taken into account, flows into the policy making process? So it's about bridging the gaps between the evidence producers, in a way, that make that knowledge, can make that knowledge available, and the policymakers. And here, I would like to ask the panel to very briefly focus on just, you know, what you see each as one of the key opportunities for bridging the gaps, what we need to focus on, because then I would like to give the floor after this second round of questions to Anastasia, and then we can come back for more details and questions afterwards when we also open the floor to everyone in the room. So maybe give us one or two insights on how we can bridge the gap between evidence producers and policymakers. Sonia, the floor is yours.